Vault in Megillah. Really beautiful vault. Megillah source. I'm not gonna. It's this really nice vault. Actually, I forgot who says it, but I remember the Sefer I saw it. It's a beautiful vault. He said, we find at the beginning of the Megillah, we find that Nomi loses, the tragedy at the beginning, she loses her husband and she loses her sons. Machlon and Kilian, she loses all her wealth and her fortune. Everything goes. The worst. It's terrible. Everything. She loses everything. So I think I may have mentioned last year already the idea that the reason why Elimelech he was trying to save himself the money, that he was trying to save himself the stock. That's why he left. That's how it was Ein. I think we spoke about that last year. That it's a beautiful vault. You remember that? The Elimelech left. Why did Elimelech leave? Because it's Tzavus Ein. He was worried. There was a famine and he was worried he's going to lose all his money. So what does he do? He said, the Oy B'chochem? You know the Yiddish expression, the Oy B'chochem? He's like, clever than anybody. If I go to stay in my off, I'll be alright. Then there's not many people knocking on the door. I'm going to not have to give every 2 minutes a voucher. There's something about those voucher things. You know, it's like... So he said, I'll be safe and I'll be calmer there. Okay, so he goes to stay off, and he thinks he's gonna save himself a pound or two. What happens? He loses everything. So what does that teach us? He loses everything, yeah? First the donkeys, then everything is fine. So what does that teach us? So some Foshim say that that the reason why he had all that money was in the first place to share with others. He had the money to share with others. That's why Hashem gave him all that brocha. That's why Hashem gave him all that. To share with others. That's why he had it in the first place. And that's why he was wealthy when everybody was poor in Eretz Yisrael. But when he decided, okay, enough, what happens? He goes to stay in Moab. And then what happens? There's nobody to share with. He loses all his money. So who is giving to whom, really? Who was giving to whom? Yes, it was Anim who gave it to him, really. So I have a very, very special vault. But what I want, I saw something else which I saw this year. I saw something else which is very, very powerful. And that's that it says at the beginning, what?
The fundraising vault.
I know, it very much is, yes. That's Dan Lopin's last vault that he said in public. Yeah, Kol Beis Aaron. How many years ago was Dan Lopin with Nifta? 3 years ago? 4 years ago? 5 years ago?
Much more.
More? Really?
I've been there for 8 years.
Seriously? I remember the Kol Beis Aaron dinner 8 years ago. No way. When was Dan Lopin Nifta? Serious? Okay, anyway, so just before it was Nifta, there was a Kol Beis Aaron dinner, and that's the vault he said there, yeah? That's the story of the blazer tells him. Yeah, there was that. That was, he didn't say that vault, but that's the story there. Anyway, so you're right, this is a form. Okay, but the one I saw something else this year, which I thought was amazing. It said that 10 years? You must be joking. So anyway, so I was about to say 3 years. I was thinking it was before, after COVID, kind of. before BC and C, it's like before COVID and after COVID. That's like the way you remember things. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it says at the beginning of the it says that so it said that Vatish she lost. The pasuk says she lost a son and another son and she lost a husband, and then it says the lashon pasuk is and she remained. It's a bit silly without seeing the pasuk, but just trust me for a moment. It says but she oh noch besser. Don't trust me for a moment. Noch besser. Yeah. So it says there that she was remained. Nomi remained without a husband, without her children. So the question is that the pasuk it seems a little bit, but Vatisha'era, I should say. Yeah, and it says Vatisha. Let's just have a look. Should be here. Where's the Megillah? Got Akdomas. Yeah, so normally it's. Yeah, I'm just checking there. Bamidbar and Dvorim. Between Bamidbar and Dvorim. No, it's not here. So, why is it not here? So it's in the back. Where is it? Michaelas? Eicha? No. No, Kailas. After Vayikra, there is probably after Vayikra. Shir Hashirim. No good, no good. Okay, so I'll cut it short. So it says about Tishai, she remained without. Question is, you'd say. Oh, thank you, thank you. But Yomos, Apostle Gimel, Vayomos Elimelech, and Elimelech died. Ish Nomi, the husband of Nomi, Vatisha Er, and she remained. She remained, Ushneo Vaneo, and her two sons. So, grammatically, it would rather be more elegant to say, Vayomos Elimelech, Ish Nomi, Vatisha Erro, Ushneo Vaneo. She remained with her two sons. It's not what it says. He ushnei vaneo. This he seems a little bit superfluous, a little bit. Yeah, the he is unnecessary. So I saw this vault and I've now forgotten who says it, but it doesn't matter who says it because it's a brilliant vault. It says like that. You know, most people identify themselves. It's very common. You know, it's very common that how do people often identify themselves? They identify themselves. You know, I am either with yichus. You know, by many. By Chassidim, excuse me the expression, it's very common. You know, I'm einikel von, I'm descendant of the Heilige Magid, who was Nipta some 300 years ago. So I remember once when he said, I didn't ask who your grandfather was, I don't know who you are. Yeah, it's very common, you know, ich bin einikel. Okay, others identify themselves, you know, by their spouses. You know, my husband is Mr. So-and-so, you know. Others identify themselves by with their children, you know, that some grandparents, you know, my children, my grandchildren. Who are you? My children, you might know my children. They identify themselves. Some identify themselves by their job. Who are you? I am the, you know, chief executive of, you know, thing. So that's how people identify themselves, either with, by the family, by the spouses, by the job. Oh yeah, so it's very common today. So, but it's very common to identify themselves by the job, by the profession, by the expertise, but what is? It's all wrong because, of course, a person's identity is really what. Who are you? What are you? What have you achieved? So, but Nomi, which is fascinating, it's really fascinating. She has lost everything, which normally would identify a person. She lost her wealth, her husband, her children, her residence, where she had lived. She lost absolutely everything. There was nothing left of her besides herself. And despite that, he, the essence of her, she was still there. And that was the greatness of her. There was everything else wasn't her identity. Yes, she had a wealthy husband. Yes, she had an important, she had children. Her mechutonim was the king of Moab. That's all, but it's all rubbish because that's not her. She was Vatishoah, he, after losing everything, she was still there. Her identity, her greatness was still there. Vatishoah, he was never there. I think it's a brilliant vault. Yeah, you agree? You're buying it? It's not. I wasn't addressing the self-esteem aspect, although there's a bit of truth in it. But that's not what I'm addressing. I'm looking at the fact that who is the person himself? Person is what he's worked on himself. His merits, avodas Hashem, his closeness to Ribono Shel Olam. That's the person. That's the essence of the person. That's later. Yeah, she's more. Yeah, yeah. So what you say?
In a way, she's not accepting what's happening now. I'm judging.
Yeah, yeah, okay, it has to be through. Okay, good. Okay, Abba Isai, we continue with the halachas of Birkas HaTorah. Yesterday we discussed the machloekas as to whether you can say Birkas HaTorah. If something is recited, the Ramah continues. Yes, we brought the Raya from Slichas, and just in the middle of the Ramah, because that's really important. The custom is to say, Birkas HaTorah straight after the Bracha Vashe Yotza, ve'en leshano is, and we don't change. Finally, the last halacha in the Ramah, simon involved the last halacha, ve'toiv loimah b'shachiz. It is right to say after shachiz, achashma yisrael, boruch shem kvim achsul elam v'et. Yeah, is that what we say, b'shachiz? After the brachas, we say, shema yisrael, boruch shem kvim achsul elam v'et. Yes. Ki lefom in why? Why do we say that? Why do we say Shema Yisrael first thing in the morning? Why? Says the Ramah, Ki lefamim, because sometimes, Shanim ki Shema likroi sab, Shalev Zman. Sometimes we end up davening 11. Not you, I'm saying. Some people end up davening late. So it's too late. It's not after the Zavzman Kriyat Shema. So sometimes it's too late. Can happen sometimes on Yom Tov, on Shabbos. Shaloi Bizmano, V'yotze Bezeh. And therefore, the Chacham, it's not Chachamim, it's the minhag has become to include and to make a Shema first thing in the morning, so that in case the real Shema that is recited later, that's going to be after Sovzman, what happens? You save the day. Why did you save the day? Because you said it's right. What's the cash on that, Rabbi Yisai? What's the cash on that?
On the days that you'd have a Bizman.
What? What's that? Of course, you should definitely say Bizmano. Of course, ideally you should say that. The Gemara is looking after people that are not going to say Bizmano. That wake people, late people. What are you saying?
You should
say all three say you're fulfilling the main, you're fulfilling, yeah. So, you're right. You should probably say, yeah. Yeah, so it's also true, actually. No, it's a true point, that. What? You should.
And you want
to exactly. That's the question. That's a $1 million question. There's a $1 million question, Rabbi Yisai. And the $1 million question is as follows. One second. Are you trying to fulfill the mitzvah with this? Yes or no?
Yeah.
You are. I mean, so one sec. But that's not great. That's no good.
Only on tonight.
Pardon?
If it's Shabbos morning, then you're...
Why? What's the difference Shabbos morning and weekday morning?
Well, at the moment, Shabbos morning and Kodiak.
Because you're going to do after... So you're saying depends on if you're getting there. Yeah, so what you're saying is halachically one time correct, and that's very good, and that's true. But this is not what the Gemara is telling us. But look, you're right, and that's the question. The question, you're already in the answer, but the question is, the Gemara says, the reason why we say Shema early is to avoid trouble. Sometimes you say Shema late, and it's going to be after Kriyat Shema. It's going to be after Sabzman Kriyat Shema. So, but one second here. So, but if it's not after, if you're not saying it, if the real Shema you're saying later is going to be in time, so you're messing yourself up. Because it's much better to say Shema with brachas. So the Gemara's words are bizarre. The Gemara says, hey, whatever you do, wake up and say Shema. You're out of trouble. What do you mean you're out of trouble? It's true. If you're saying Shema later, you're saying too late, then you're doing good. But if the Shema you're going to say later is still in time, which many of us applies on every single day of the year, that the real Shema you're saying later is within time, then you're losing out by saying Shema now, because you're losing brachas. You're saying it without brachas. The Shema later is going to be a much better Shema. Do you hear that? The Shema you're saying later, if it's still Bizmano, is a much better Shema. You're singing with brachas.
Can we suggest that there's an inbuilt tonight?
Inbuilt tonight.
With this Shema, that I only want it to work if it's optimistic.
Very nice. That's a very, very, very nice
phone.
So Rabbi Yisai, we're going to...
That's just wishing through.
Yeah, so what you're saying is good, and this is in line with what the Mishnah Berurah says. And, that's pretty much in line with what the Mishnah Berurah says. He says that a person should make that tnai. He doesn't say the way you are saying, that it's an automatic tnai. Rather, he says that one should verbalize the tnai.
On weekdays where you know you're going to make it, unless you get hit by a meteor on the way to Kaliapo.
Or COVID.
On weekdays when you know you're going to make it, you shouldn't say the three
paragraphs. No, but that, the Mosque says you should say. Not all three paragraphs, you should say Shema. What's the difference if you say one paragraph or all three? What's the difference? You're making the mitzvah said the reis about just saying the first paragraph. You're right that if I'm trying to fulfill the mitzvah properly, as you said, on a Shabbos or what you call the Shabbos, the case that you're going to miss, so then you should share the whole Shema. But I'm saying on the days that you're not.
So we should just the first paragraph.
That's what the Gemara said. But what am I asking? What are you gaining by doing that? You're messing yourself up.
The
starting point, I like the way you put it. If you know you're going to miss Shema, you should say the entire Shema now, from beginning to end. I'm fine with that. But my question is, if you know you're not going to miss the real Shema later, you're still saying it in time. What's the point of saying the Shema over here? In case what?
There's
suddenly a chazan showing up. Sonny Chazan, who's the best Chazan out there? He's only showing up and he's like taking the whole door whack.
In case there's an onus.
So you're saying that they've been doing it on Erev Yom Kippur, just in case.
Okay, so But what are you meant to do? So Rabbi said, the Mishnah Berurah says in Tzivkal Lamed Aleph, "Kilefam kimeshul lefam mishoyin atzibol lachen yoyimu bechol pan borshen kvamachzod elam v'debloy borshen kvoschel loy niri akiyashma rak shesipu dvorim." He says, "You don't say boruch shem. Don't say boruch shem. Why? Because mishum lefam mishoyin atzibol lachen yoyimu bechol pan boruch shem debloy boruch shem kvamachzod loy niri akiyashma rak shesipu dvorim." Ach, Yechavon Shloi Lotzeis, Elo Imken Yori Atzibu Yavu. Yisman Kriya Shema. He says, say it, but have the intention not to be Yotze. Look at that.
Why say it at all then?
Very good question. I don't know that. You preceded my Ha'ora. He says, say it. Yeah, say it. But if you know that the next Shema is going to be in time, so say it, but be Mechavon, I'm saying the Shema with intention not to be Yotze. Wow, that's like a... Whew. I'm saying the Shema, but I don't want to be Yotze. Why am I doing this for? Just think it's what? Declaration of faith. That's interesting. Yeah, so what the Mishnah Berurah says later is, what if you don't know? I don't know exactly what time is going to be Sof Zman Kriyas Shema, A. B, I don't know how long it's going to be verschleppt. On a Shabbos, I don't know if it's going to be, I don't know if it's going to daven. I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take. Well, I don't know. Example, I don't know who is going to take the almond. I don't know who it's going to take. And I don't know what time is the Shema. This is the first Sof Zman, the second Sof Zman. I don't know. So the Mishnah Berurah says, what you do is going to do Atznai. It's like this. Hey, my Shema that I'm going to say later is still going to be in time. I prefer that one, the second one. Why is the second one better? I'm going to say with Brachas. Birka Shema is much better. And what I'm saying now is null and void. I'm not doing Shemana. But if the Shema that I'm saying later with the Brachas is past the Zman, so the Shema now is the real thing. So you have to say this now. I was brought up, I remember this as a child. It's one of the things that in our Rabbi Levi, Zichron Livroch, in our shul, is to tell everybody, make sure to make the Tznai. So I asked him once, is it good enough to just think about the Tznai? I remember I said, no, you got to verbalize it. And then I asked him, remember, it was a Bach, I asked him, he said, you've got to verbalize it. I say, but if you verbalize it, how do you verbalize it? He said, well, you know, B'nai, you've got to do a double tonight. You've got to say the whole thing. If later, if you are, none. But I think that looks like an extraordinary chumrah. I don't think how people do that. And but the question is a good question. What do you want to say?
It could be you want to go to the earlier time.
Okay. Yeah, go for the earlier time. Might as well.
So you say that
before the Morgan Avraham.
And now you're saying your main Shema, but it's still in for the Gerar time or whatever.
Yeah, so...
Oh, then really it's quite confusing.
Then you'd make it tonight.
So I remember asking this question. I remember asking this question, and then he told me, you don't worry, the Baruch Hashem knows how we paskin. You know, you're paskin like Avinu Tam, or like Morgan Avraham, like the Vilna Gaon. So we don't have to specify that. We can say, if the later Shema, you're into that, then I want to be Yotze with that. You don't have to say if it's the Vilna Gaon, if it's the this man or that man. So that's really what we... But Halacha L'maaseh, Rabbi Yisai, it remains a bit of a mystery. What is that? Okay, you're saying declaration of faith. I like that. But it remains a bit of a mystery. What is the point of saying a Shema with intention not to be Yotze? What is it?
What is this bracha that we're saying?
Yeah, it's not the starting point. The starting point is, just as we sing from the Ramad. The Ramad says, the starting point is to say Shema first thing in the morning. Yeah. So there is a bracha. In what context is that bracha? I don't know. I understood that it's secondary already. It's after this institutionalized Shema recital, which has been established, because that is a bracha already attached to it. But I don't know if that's true. Maybe there's a separate bracha. Yeah, Shema with Brachas is far better.
We want to be
okay.
To make a declaration. This is what I'm saying now.
Is what? But why am I saying it then?
Because it's the min. Because the Chazal put it there as set some stone.
But I want to ask you. I'll tell you enough, Kamina. I want to ask you the question. What if I know for sure? I know for sure. My Shema that I'm going to say later. I'm going to be within time.
It's
why am I? Do I need to? Do you want me to?
But
But tomorrow you don't know.
So tomorrow I'll say it.
I think it's connected to the
Kaddish Shulchan Aruch, because it says. I hear that. I didn't think of that. I never heard this, but it sounds very, very good. You're saying that there is an additional element within that Shema.
It's just, we say it twice a day. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Then blah 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 blah. The Kaddish Shulchan Aruch.
Right. Sanctifying Kibbutz Shem. Okay, I'm with you. Sounds very good. Yeah. Yeah. So what this being suggested over here, and I think it sounds a very, very good point, is that there is a declaration of it. We're seeing it. Right. Right. Okay, good. Very good, Pshat. Rabbi Yisai, good. So you've said Shema already, and... Okay, good. Rabbi Yisai, okay, this is it for this evening, and more to follow, Mitzvah tomorrow. More on Rikas tomorrow. Okay.